Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 590 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I go on location to a secret place where we discuss tales of fright and woe. That's right, I'm going to have an interview with Taylor Gentry and Charles Schroeder, Count Trahoon Feature of Fright podcast, which is going to be coming live to you this coming Friday. And we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater.
All right, IDSers, I'm on a secret location this week. I have, Charles, what's your last name?
Schroeder.
Charles Schroeder and Taylor Dammit Gentry.
It's a new stage name.
Strange name. But we're here, we've just finished rehearsing Count Trahoon's Feature of Fright live podcast coming up very soon at the end of this week. So this is a very specific time, specific, sensitive issue. So welcome, fellas. How are you? How's it going?
I feel really great to be back here. I love this show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Welcome, Charles.
Thanks. I'd say I'm doing well, but I just injured my back, so I'm just sitting over in the corner wincing.
It's just wincing. Yeah, so if you hear a groan or something, it's just Charles dying.
Very, very painfully and dramatically.
And very loudly and annoyingly. So we're about to do this live podcast at Carpe Artista, right? Cafe Artista.
Carpe Cafe, but Carpe Artista is the organization that runs Carpe Cafe.
Okay, so what made you want to do a live podcast?
You know, I feel that the show is growing. Our audience is growing month by month, but I also feel like we have pockets of fans spread out in small corners throughout the world, really. So I kind of wanted to bring it on home, so to speak, sort of centralize it all and have a place that you could actually come to see Count Trahoon and all of his little hellions, so to speak, do their thing.
So it's kind of a Trahoon Con.
Yeah, kind of like a Trahoon Con.
A physical embodiment.
But, you know, I feel like for me, I've always wanted to do more live stuff. You know, the last few years, I haven't really done a live show in, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years coming up on that. So I just wanted to get out there and do something that was in front of people and just sort of capture the energy of a live performance and just do it that way. I thought it would be a lot of fun.
And again, kind of give us the Reader Digest expression for us, like, kind of Count Drahoon's backstory and his existence.
So the Count has been with us throughout the ages, centuries after centuries. I'm not even entirely sure how old he actually is. He's somewhere between 1,000 to 1,500 years old. Now, of course, he, for the longest time, when he wasn't kind of hiding in the shadows in the annals of human history, he did like to sort of revel in his scare factor, as it were. But of course, as the years have progressed, not too many people are terrified of an old school vampire. So he sort of adapted and evolved, and he became sort of a showman instead of a boogeyman. And that's what the Count does. He presents these stories, these different horror stories that you hear twice a month on Count Dragoon's Feature of Fright, because that's his next best love. If it's not scaring people, it's entertaining people.
So. Okay. Charles, you've done several of the podcasts. Kind of give your how did you get roped into this madness?
Oh, dear. Well, I went over the bridge through the woods. A little birdie flew by.
You ended up at the Gentry House.
I was going to school at MTSU, and there was a friend who actually told me about a flyer that they saw on a billboard somewhere. It was really indirect and just like sort of like happenstance. And so they told me, hey, call this number, you know, get a hold of this guy, because I know you like to do that kind of stuff just like as a hobby. And so I hit him up, and next thing you know, here I am, and I'm making an idiot out of myself, and I'm having all the fun doing it.
So how many would you say, because you're a regular on the podcast, correct?
More or less. I mean, there's a show every now and then where, you know, he'll find a good spot for me. Mm. I wouldn't say I'm like here all the time, but you know, it's been a healthy dose so far.
Okay.
I'd say you do about a handful a year.
Yeah. So what's, you know, 3 or 4 a year?
I'd say about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So tell us about the show then, Taylor. We have the Count Drahoon character, but then we have his son. Is that how that?
Yeah. So the Count has a Frankenstein-esque son that he created himself back sometime in the 50s, so to speak. His name is Daryl. Instead of being a carbon copy of the Frankenstein monster, he's more or less like a teenager. He has the heart and brain of a 16, 17 year old boy. Yes, but they make an interesting comedic duo, his son Daryl's in the mix, and we've also got some other regular characters on the show. We actually have a guardian angel named Hank, who I had previously introduced into the sphere a few months ago in an episode called Meet Hank. And then there's another character, a demon character, that we introduced back a little over a year ago in a story called The Devil's in the Details. He was a demon that was trying to help a politician get elected. So we have those two characters in the mix, and then also we have some new lighter characters, and we also delve into some pretty interesting themes that you can kind of see in some of the episodes of Count Drahoon's Feature of Fright. Every now and then we like to do meaningful themes, dark themes in some aspects, and we also got a little bit of folklore thrown in there. And definitely some comedy, of course.
Of course. Now, these stories are all, if not originals, original versions of themselves, correct?
Yes. So we've got three stories totaled. One of the stories was actually co-written by my friend Zach Keane. But the other two I wrote myself. Purgatory is a Bar on Main Street, and Briny Depths. I both wrote those. Of course, Briny Depths is the one that you're in.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm brilliant.
There you go.
Yes, and Charles is okay.
he gets by.
He gets by.
Mediocre character. I'll give it that.
Wow. No, he's a great character. He's a character that you kind of love to hate, don't you think? Kind of,
well,
in a way.
Yeah, I think that's a good
kind of annoying, but like in a
boring way. Good-hearted way.
In a meaningful way.
He's a good-hearted, annoying person.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And we Oh, okay. We'll leave it there. We don't want to give away. No spoilers. No spoilers.
You got to come see it.
So, for those of us interested in it, what else is going on here? We're doing the whole radio shtick, right? So we're doing shtick. I said shtick. Radio shtick.
Right. Right. So three different stories all told in a radio play style production. In addition to that, we're also having a prize giveaway in between acts. We've got some really good sponsors for the show. We've got Performance Studios out in Nashville. We've got Z's Comic Lair. Also, we've got Frozen Treats from Mars Theater and Creativity in Balloons and Events. And they're all donating some prizes for us to give away to the folks at the show. So we've got that too. So you definitely don't want to miss it.
So we've got free giveaways. We've got live sound. We've got the guy who's doing sound?
Aaron Trimble, the great, wonderful grand poobah that is Aaron Trimble.
So he's doing Foley, all the Foley work and the doors and the windows and the cars and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and he's also providing some music.
Okay. And also, we're going to tell you folks, Idasters, if you come on out, you will have to be part of the show. You will have to do some sound effect work.
Right. There is actually, it's actually the story that y'all are in, Briny Depths. It does require some audience participation, but that's all we'll say. But there will be cue cards, so don't worry. We're not going to totally put you on the spot.
But there are giveaways, Sue. So yes. We're going to ask you to work, and we're going to give you something. So where are we and when are we?
All right. So the show will be July, Friday the 13th. Carpe Cafe in Smyrna, Tennessee at 7 p.m. If I were y'all, I'd probably try to get there by 6:30 because Carpe, great venue, not the biggest venue in terms of size, but a wonderful venue nonetheless. So it might be a good idea for you to kind of get there early so you can get a good seat.
And beautiful, historic downtown Smyrna.
Yes, right next to a train depot.
So there you go. What else can you have there? Okay, so if we want to find out more about Count Drahoon, feature Fright Podcast, we can go.
Okay, so we've got a Facebook like page. So just type in Count Drahoon's feature Fright on Facebook. Give us a like. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. The handle is at Count Drahoon. And of course, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. And we're also we've also got a YouTube channel where we put the audio files out there for people to listen. So. Yeah, subscribe to us on iTunes.
All right, so I have links to that on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, Taylor. Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, John. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, John.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that is it. That is it. I'd like to thank Taylor and Charles for sitting with me in the secret location to talk about Count Drahoon's feature Fright Live podcast. Again, that is coming to you live in your face with door prizes July 13th, Friday, July 13th. It'll be a lot of fun, guys. I hope you can come on out and enjoy the frivolity, fun time, and frivolity, fright, and frivolity, and free stuff. It's hard to beat. Ticket information we discussed in the body of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Also, you can listen to the ad that we'll be running at the end of the show featuring Count Drahoon. So pay attention to that. Do you want to be part of the dumb show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @ I, inexplicable, D, S.
Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, who knows what we'll be getting into, but I'm sure it'll be something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Hello, spooks and spookettes. Your favorite vampire, Count Drahoon here, reminding you to come see IDS host John Malden, myself, and others in the first ever Count Drahoon's Feature of Fright live show. Enjoy our radio-style play at the Carpe Cafe in Smyrna, Tennessee, on July 13th at 7 p.m. There you shall hear three never-before-heard stories of delightful fear. Also, we shall have a prize giveaway, and there will be plenty of coffee. So come on out to support us and the fine folks at Carpe Artista, a wonderful non-profit that provides art programs for young adults in the community. Come see us there, if you dare. Like us on Facebook and follow us on social media at Count Drahoon and subscribe on iTunes and YouTube.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.